Today we enter into a time of being. Too often we find our identity and worth in doing, to the neglect of being. From Jesus' interaction with Mary and Martha, we see the great value Jesus gives to another way of living. Jesus values us simply being, just sitting at His feet. As you prepare for this time, set a notepad and pen beside you as you settle into a comfortable position. Begin to slow your breathing to help relax your body and quiet your mind. In today's practice, we recollect our lives before God, letting Him put the pieces of our divided and fragmented souls back together. As we sit in silence in God's presence, we will begin to take notice of what distracts us. Distractions reveal the attachments that pull our full attention away from God, even as God is giving us His full attention. We simply sit in the presence of God and seek to give Him our undivided attention and love in return. Let's begin. Offer yourself to God and ask Him to gather up the fragments of your scattered life and recollect your soul. Give yourself permission to rest before our loving Creator. When distracting thoughts come to mind, write down a word or phrase that sums up this distraction. Then let the distraction go and return to resting in God. Continue this practice during the silence that follows the scripture reading, writing down each distraction as it comes to mind, letting it go, and then returning to your rest with God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." Now, rest with our Savior, allowing Him to become your ultimate attachment as you fully attend to Him. Take some time to look at the words you have written down during this time. What stands out to you? What anxieties, fears, and worries do you see? What do these reveal about your identity? Now, take a few moments to confess that you are not called to control all that disrupts your life. Commit these concerns to the Lord, trusting that He will hold them as you rest in Him. Now that we have taken time for God to recollect our souls, let's spend a few moments centering our hearts and minds on Christ. Listen to the scripture read and choose a word or phrase that resonates with you to be your centering word. This word will be your home base. You will return to this word anytime you are distracted. Romans 8:15 through 17 states, "So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father, for His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share His glory, we must also share His suffering." What word or phrase caught your attention? That is your centering word. Now, take time to become quiet. The first few minutes are normally filled with many noisy thoughts. Don't worry about them or pay attention to them, for you have already given these concerns to the Lord. Let them go. Gently return your attention to the center of God's presence and love by repeating your chosen word, "Be with Jesus." Listen. Be still. When distractions persist, allow your imagination to help you return to Jesus. Imagine His face, His smile, His voice. Perhaps you imagine walking with Him in silence, just being together. take these moments to be with Jesus. As we conclude this time of stillness before God, may you be encouraged that this is one way to live out Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You have sat at Jesus' feet today. Know you can return to this quiet space at any time throughout the day. Jesus delights in these moments with you. You have an open invitation from him to return your attention to him at any point in your day, every day, as long as you live.